Chapter 14. The Journey. As soon as Lady Marguerite heard the sound of the cart on the road, she came downstairs quietly, left the inn, and followed the cart on foot. She knew exactly what she had to do. The road was not very far from the sea, and there were trees on both sides of it. It was a dark night, and the moon stayed behind the clouds most of the time.
"If I walk in the shadow of the trees, Chauvelin won't see me," Lady Marguerite thought.
It wasn't easy to follow the cart, but fortunately the road was bad, and the cart had to travel slowly. Lady Marguerite walked quickly, and sometimes she ran. Her feet began to hurt, but she didn't pay any attention. She was concentrating on the sound of the cart.
"I must stay close behind Chauvelin," she thought. "But where is Percy? Is he travelling to the hut too? Will the soldiers find him?"
She was very nervous. In the cart, Chauvelin felt good.
"My enemy won't escape this time," he thought. "Catching the Scarlet Pimpernel will be my moment of glory." "Are you sure that this is the right road?" he asked the gypsy sometime later.
"Yes, Your Excellency," the gypsy replied. "The other cart is in front of us. I can see the marks of the wheels on the road."
Suddenly, Chauvelin called to the gypsy.
"Listen, what's that noise? Is it horses?"
Lady Marguerite also heard the sound of horses. She knew that it wasn't the additional soldiers with Degas. They were still some distance behind, and this sound was in front of them.
"Have the soldiers caught Sir Percy?" she thought in panic. "Are these men bringing bad news?"
Two horsemen came out of the darkness and stopped next to Chauvelin. The cart stopped too, and Lady Marguerite moved nearer to hear what the men were saying.
"Have you got good news for me?" Chauvelin asked. "Have you seen the tall Englishman?"
"No, but we found the hut," answered one of the horsemen. "It was empty at first, but then we saw four men walking towards it, a young man and an older man in front, and two other men behind them."
Lady Marguerite's heart was in her mouth. The older man was probably the Comte de Tournay, and the young man was probably Armand.
"Are you sure that you didn't see the tall Englishman?" Chauvelin asked again.
"No, we didn't," replied the horseman. "There were six of us near the hut, and we were all watching carefully. We also met some other soldiers when we were coming here, and they haven't seen the tall Englishman either."
"I'm sure that he's in front of us," Chauvelin shouted. "We must leave immediately. How far is the hut from here?"
"A few kilometers along the road, and then along a path to the cliff," the horseman replied. "The hut is 100 meters down the cliff. I know the road well."
"Come on, then. We must move fast," Chauvelin ordered the horsemen. "But stop near the path. We'll continue from there on foot."
More horsemen came along the road. It was Degas with the additional soldiers from the inn. Lady Marguerite returned quickly to the shadows at the side of the road.
"How can I help Percy?" she thought. "And what about Armand in the hut? Can I save him?"
Then Chauvelin shouted an order. The cart started to move. The soldiers followed the cart, and Lady Marguerite followed the soldiers as quickly as she could.